USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's a nationwide medicine shortage thanks to RSV, COVID, and the flu. However, doctors say you don't need anything fancy to recover. Dr. Jessica Solis McCarthy with the University of Texas Health System says a hot shower and a humidifier can help clear up those stuffy noses, and a cool towel is good for fevers. The White House is explaining why Brittany Griner was released over ex-Marine Paul Whelan.
The choice became to either bring Brittany home or no one.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying Whelan is being treated differently due to totally illegitimate charges leveled against him by the Russians. A congressman is going to jail after corruption charges.
A federal grand jury indicted Republican Florida Representative Joe Harding on 6 felony counts, including money laundering and wire fraud. The complaint alleges that between December of 2020 and March of 2021, Harding committed two acts of wire fraud through a scheme to defraud COVID-19 small business loans through false and fraudulent pretenses. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
With a 51-49 Democratic Senate majority in Congress next year, New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer has been reelected as majority leader. Schumer says Americans respond positively when lawmakers focus on real issues.
Work with us in the years to come. We've made huge strides in Congress, and I hope we can build on that because the problems of our country are many and run deep.
McDonald's is selling double cheeseburgers Thursday and Friday for just 50 cents. The one catch is you have to order the burger on the company's app. This is USA Radio News. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Members of the Republican Texas delegation are unveiling their border security agenda for the next session of Congress at the Capitol. Texas Republican Congressman Jody Arrington says there is a clear and imminent danger along his state's southern border.
Our Texas delegation is committed to using every tool and authority at our disposal to hold President Biden, Secretary Mayorkas, and this entire administration accountable for their dereliction of duty.
Maryland has banned the download of the social media app TikTok on state devices. Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan tells Fox that there's serious concerns since it's owned by a Chinese company.
We had really serious concerns about grave threats and potential for cyber espionage, and the FBI director. You know, we're also the home to NSA and the U.S. Cyber Command, so we've had ongoing discussions.
A new study is shedding some light on how adding yoga to your exercise routine can help lower your blood pressure.
Researchers in Canada conducted a three-month study of 60 patients diagnosed with high blood pressure and metabolic syndrome. They found adding 15 minutes of yoga to a daily workout routine can lower blood pressure and resting heart rates and improve a person's 10-year cardiovascular risk. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.